Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, your host on this beautiful 9th of March across the American Redoubt in the free zones and some parts of the free zones, contested zones. Well, we want to refer to 2 Corinthians 17. Now, the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. We want liberty, and of course, we can't have that without the Spirit of the Lord. So, we're here to shed the light of truth on the lies, to inform and encourage and inspire and motivate you to action in this fight to preserve liberty and our heritage, and of course, also to become self-reliant and resilient once again as Americans. We're broadcasting right now on AM 630 on the AM dial and on the FM dial, 96.5 FM. If you're listening in the greater Spokane or Coeur d'Alene areas, and for those of you listening on the live stream, thanks for being out there. And those of you outside the wire in occupied territory, well, have faith. You're not alone. Be encouraged. Be of good courage. And help spread the word of Radio Free Redoubt to your friends. We're also working on, you guys, many of you know, I've been on Patriot Radio with Representative Matt Shea doing some of the coverage of what's going on in Olympia. And it's scary, guys. I'm going to talk about this today. I'll tell you what, you do not understand what's happening in your state. For those of you living in Washington, the enemy is within, and the communists, the perverts, and the communists slash communists, pervert slash communists in Olympia are running roughshod over you and your liberty and your children, your heritage, your heritage and your history and your posterity. They're after your children as well. And this is not hyperbole. This is not fear-mongering. This is not conspiracy theory, because it is sickening what has been taking place right now. They're running roughshod. They have nothing to stop them. They're emboldened, and they are passing every dream piece of legislation they'd ever want for, and it's sickening. I mean, it's like sick to your stomach, sickening what's happening. So that's what I'm going to talk about. Now, last week, I covered this article from MyNorthwest.com talking about some of the useless bills in this session. It's really kind of funny. Silliness, really. That was last week, but they're ramping things up and they're still yet to come. And it's sad. It's so sad. I had a dinner meeting last night with several legislators, Washington state legislators, and activists, and those in the Patriot community, community leaders. And I got some updates. And guys, it's not good. It is not good. This is just a brief thumbnail sketch. I said, I was overwhelmed. I was overwhelmed as they're machine gunning the staccato of updates of what happened just yesterday, one day only. They said their minds were reeling the whole time. They were just there. They said it was one after another bill, after another. And here's just some of one of them just gave me some highlights, quickly jotted these down. Today, the House passed three bills. No, they passed more than that, but there's just the three bills that came at the top of the conversation. One targeting churches, one targeted at hate crimes, read Christians, and one that allows a child to be interrogated for hours at school without the parent, and I would add, without a parent's knowledge, much less consent, and if you have knowledge of it, you cannot be present. And based on finding of a threat, allows for the seizure of the parent's firearms. And that came after they codified the previous president, who will not be named, CARE permanently. The CARE health care program permanently codified it in Washington. Also, requiring mandatory vaccinations. That's passing with flying colors. Now, when I say mandatory vaccinations, don't yawn. Don't go, oh, well, they always pass mandatory. But, you know, there's a religious exemption. There's a nope. No religious exemption. No philosophical exemption. Required mandatory vaccinations. Now, if you refuse, that's when they allow themselves to do two things. Pay a visit to the home, because if you are so irresponsible, you're not going to allow the state to inject your child with chemicals, which many studies have shown links to autism and other developmental diseases. If you refuse, then you are essentially consenting to a house search where they can come and inspect the home, because if you're making bad decisions with vaccines, well, you must be making bad decisions in other areas of parenting. So to inspect your home to find out if the child is safe. They can also investigate by interrogating your children about what's it like at home. So they've also made all temporary restraining orders and emergency restraining protective orders as red flag laws now. So they can take your firearms without due process. This is another, this red flag tactic that they're pushing in all the states right now. It's not just Washington State. This kind of stuff's happening all across the United States. But this is the worst of the worst right here. And they're saying this is the most anti-Christian legislative session they have ever witnessed. There's nothing to stop them, and they know it, and they're smug about it. They're coming for you, and they're coming for your children. This was just one day. They also legalized perversion for 13 to 17-year-old kids. For content that 13 to 17-year-old kids have a right to. And this is sexually explicit content. And it's not that vague, sexually explicit content. Well, what's that? Well, they listed it. Adults, elected by adults, to go and represent you at your state legislature, were reading a list of sexual acts that 13 to 17-year-old kids, it's now codified, law will be when it's gone through the whole system. The House, they have the Senate, and they have the governorship, and they're full of communists and perverts. And that's, there's no other way to put it. All these people that are signing, yes, I agree with this, yes, yay, 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 on all these laws to disarm you, to invade your home. So now, yeah, matter of fact, I've got this list and I cannot even read it. I don't think I could read this list on regular radio, much less I refuse to read it on Christian radio, but it was read in public in front of your legislature. They went right down the list of all these sex acts that are now specifically listed as legal for 13 to 17-year-olds to have on your cell phones and digital media and stuff like that. These people are perverts that are trying to expose your children to this. There's more with the sex education stuff that they are talking about now with not only they're trying to take the parents' right away as far as having any say in sex education, but also the standards that are being written. And this came from meeting with legislators last night. The standards are being written so that the teacher has to not only explain, but show through graphic images and demonstrate these different acts and things now that is going to be part of the sex education. What in the world are they going to be demonstrating? This has gone too far. Well, you have to ask yourself, what is behind this? What's pushing this? Because this is happening in multiple states. This is obviously coordinated, right? It's coordinated because it's happening in multiple states with the red flag gun laws, with the vaccine laws, with the sex education laws, with the vaccine law, all of this stuff. It's like something or someone is behind this. Now, I am not just overstating it when I say these people are communists. I mean, these are the people that are protective of a statue of Vladimir Lenin in downtown Seattle, which I say, don't tear it down, leave it. Because it is an overt symbol. It's the symbology of their beliefs to remind us that they are embracing the symbol of someone responsible for the murder of millions and millions over an ideology called communism. Who's the founder of communism? Karl Marx. And I've got a quote here from Karl Marx. And I want to read this to you, but first I want to take you to a scripture. And this came from my scripture reading this week. Isaiah 14, and it says, we're talking chapters, verses 13 and 14. So Isaiah chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. Track with me here. For thou hast said in thine heart, he's talking about Satan, that this is what Isaiah is talking about. He's saying, you, Satan, have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Did you hear that? I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. That's in Isaiah, talking about Satan. Now let me read you a quote from Karl Marx. Quote, my object in life is to dethrone God and destroy capitalism. So you wonder what's behind this? These people openly now espouse communism. They're embracing it. Of course, it's just socialism. But I mean, you know, it's just not communism. It's democratic socialism. They're liars. Communists and socialists are liars. And now we have communists in Olympia, godless perverts in your capital that are passing laws mandating that your children are exposed to chemicals and things and ideologies that they can step in and intervene and disarm you at the same time in the process if you refuse or if you aren't towing the line. Well, I want to read a couple of other quotes from our friend Karl Marx, not friend, enemy. He says, keep the people from their history and they are easily controlled. Now, there's a liar who's speaking the truth because it is true. You keep the people from their history and they're easily controlled. And how easy is it to control people when you're trying to disarm them than to keep us from our history and our heritage, which is the thing that we strive for in the American Redoubt. Those of us who have strategically, relocated to another area where it's demographically superior in terms of ideology, mostly Christian, not all Christian, but mostly conservative, Christian, God-fearing people, who love what America was founded on, and they wish to preserve it, our heritage. They know their history. They know that communism is destructive and that it is really driven by people who want to dethrone God, inspired by the one who wants to set his throne above God. So when a Democrat or a Democratic Socialist or a Communist wants to tell you that they're not really communist, they're just socialist. Oh, I'm not really socialist, I'm just a Democratic Socialist. I want to read you a final quote here by Karl Marx. He said, catch a man a fish and you can sell it to him. Teach a man to fish and you ruin a wonderful business opportunity. So, did you catch that? Opposite, of course, you teach a man to fish and you can, you give the man a fish, you can feed him for a day. If you teach him to fish, you can feed him for a lifetime. Well, this is the mind of a communist. You catch a man for a fish for a man, you can sell it to him and make a buck. But if you teach him to fish, you ruin a wonderful business opportunity. What does that equate to? Loss of control. If you teach a man to fish, he becomes self-sufficient, self-reliant. He doesn't need you anymore. He doesn't need the state anymore because he can take care of his own family. He can take care of himself. You not only, Karl Marx, not only miss a wonderful business opportunity, you miss an opportunity to have control over someone. And that's what this is all about. Well, when we come back, I'm going to talk about somebody else who lived through communism, a few quotes, and I'm going to talk about where we are today, maybe where we're headed. It's kind of scary, but some things that we need to start thinking about because of the reality of where we are. But I will say this, there is no solution but Liberty State. If you are in Eastern Washington, there is no other solution. It's not just a great idea, but it'll never happen. It's a great idea, and it has to happen. It must. Don't be cowards. Oh, I'm going to move to Idaho now. Nope. You stand and you fight. Because guess what? It's coming to Idaho. They're trying this stuff in Idaho. They're running out of places to go. It's time to draw the line. Be at the Lexit rally, Liberty State exit rally at the Capitol, Friday, March 29th, in Olympia, in occupied territory, surrounded by patriots, behind the Iron Curtain. And it's time to hear the list of grievances, which several speakers are being lined up to articulate the grievances and make the case why Lexit must happen. Liberty State must happen. It's not the people in Eastern Washington that are causing the division. It is the perverts and the Leninists on the West Side who are causing the division. And there's no other solution. I want to thank our sponsor, Werks Holsters, W-E-R-K-Z, Werks.com, for your custom-made holsters and magazine carriers. Kydex holsters made right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. Check them out at Werks.com. We will be back.
Hello, folks. Shelby Gallagher here, wanting to let you know about a great event coming up, the Puget Sound Preparedness Expo. It's on Saturday, March 30th at the Baymont Inn and Suites in Bremerton, Washington.
It's going to be great. This is Glenn Tate here. We're going to have John Jacob Schmidt speaking, Representative Matt Shea, simulcast on 1400 AM KITZ Radio. Look for us on Facebook, Puget Sound Preparedness Expo 2019. Come on out and see us.
Hi, I want to take a moment to let you all know about a great offer that will put up-to-the-minute intelligence and breaking news in your hands, often minutes or hours before you'll hear about it on the news or anywhere else. The director of Alerts USA and the editor of the Threat Journal, Steve Oxtokolnis, is offering a discounted subscription to all of you as listeners of Radio Free Redoubt and members of AMRON. The Alerts USA subscription is normally $99 a year, but if you click on the Alerts USA banner at RadioFreeRedoubt.com or AMRON.com, that will take you through to a page where you can subscribe for just $75. Whether it's a natural disaster, active shooter, terrorist attack, or other rapidly developing security or emergency situation, you'll be among the first to know. Information is king, but accurate and timely information is priceless. I not only use Alerts USA, I count on it. However, if you're not able to pay for a subscription at this time, then you can still sign up for the free Threat Journal email subscription to get weekly intelligence briefs and stay in the know on what occurred in the previous days. Again, go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com or Amron.com and click on the Alerts USA banner. This is Radio Free Redoubt, Segment 2, and Segment 2 is brought to you by Riverfront Suites on the beautiful St. Joe River in the sleepy little town of St. Mary's, Idaho, about an hour south of Coeur d'Alene. You want a weekend to just get away? This spring is the time to start thinking about little road trips, going exploring the beautiful mountains in the heart of the American Redoubt. Check it out at riverfrontsuites.com. All right, now where we left off. I left you with a couple of quotes by Karl Marx, but there are a couple of other quotes that I wanted to throw out there for you guys to consider. If you have not read, now several of my friends, they mentioned this book as well. It's called Gulag Archipelago, and it's written by a man named Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who lived through the Bolshevik Revolution, the communist coming into power in Russia. They were hauled off on the cattle cars into the gulag. Now, he wrote this book afterward. Very profound. But I want to read you a couple of quotes here. He said, "I hope that no one present will suspect me of offering my personal criticism of the Western system to present socialism as an alternative. Having experienced applied socialism in a country where the alternative has been realized, I certainly will not speak for it. The well-known Soviet mathematician Shavarish, a member of the Soviet Academy of Science, has written a brilliant book under the title Socialism. It is a profound analysis showing that socialism of any type and shade leads to a total destruction of the human spirit and to a leveling of mankind into death." Now, if you haven't been following the headlines, Venezuela right now has been hurled into darkness because of a power outage in the region. Now, of course, the communist that's trying to hold on to power there, Maduro, is claiming sabotage. It's got to be those pesky Americans, those capitalist pigs in America that are sabotaging the power to make things more difficult for him. But, you know, of course, it doesn't explain the power outages that they had last month or the month before, the year before, the years before. A degraded, dilapidated, socialist-ran infrastructure. It's always got to be somebody else's fault. It's got to be it was sabotage. Of course it is. It's called self-sabotage, which is what socialism is. So whether you call it democratic socialism or socialism or communism or how much lipstick you want to put on that pig, it is still something that leads to the total destruction of the human spirit and to a leveling of mankind into death. And we will have no part of it. No matter how much they want to sell us, it's for the children, it's for your own good or whatever. Now, Alexander Solzhenitsyn also asked a very pointed question. As they were being hauled off in the cattle cars to the gulag across the Siberian frozen tundra to most of their deaths, millions of people died. Well, he survived later to write this book, Gulag Archipelago. And he asked this question, at what point, then, should one resist? When one's belt is taken away, when one is ordered to face into a corner, when one crosses the threshold of one's home, an arrest consists of a series of incidental irrelevancies. The key in on this. Of a multitude of things that do not matter. And there seems no point in arguing about one of them individually. And yet all these incidental irrelevancies taken together implacably constitute the arrest. What's all that saying? Well, these red flag laws. Now, some guy has a restraining order, so they go and they take his guns. Well, what if he decides right then and there it's the time to resist unconstitutional laws, to be disarmed, and having property stolen from him, violation of Fourth Amendment, because of an accusation that he hasn't been able to face his accuser or go through the due process of law. No criminal charges have been filed against him. No conviction has taken place. But somebody somewhere determines you shouldn't have a gun for no other reason than you just shouldn't have it because it's dangerous. Well, if he decides to resist, he's just going to be a little smudge on the news tomorrow, and everybody goes on about their lives. And this happens after one family after another has their door knocked on and their children taken away and the parents disarmed because they didn't have they did not feel inclined to allow their child to be vaccinated. Or their six-year-old child now, which is another thing I forgot to mention, a six-year-old child can now be faced with hate crimes. They've changed the laws of hate crimes to be expanded into from what was normally before, aggravated assault. So now you can be charged with aggravated assault and a hate crime just through implication. If you burn a Quran, well, that's implying that you intend to do harm toward Muslims. I don't know what would happen if you burned a Bible. You'd probably get an award. But it's a death by a thousand cuts, and all this happens to your neighbor, so you don't lift a hand because why would I resist? I mean, I'm not a baker. When they came for the wedding cake baker, well, I'm not a wedding cake baker. And when they came for the pastor who refused to marry a homosexual couple, well, I'm not a pastor. When they finally came to me, for me, there's nobody to help me. Liberty State. That is the only solution. Now, tomorrow night, I'm going to be covering some of the stuff that's going on. More bans on modern firearms have been introduced in the Oregon legislature. Oregon, you're in the same boat as Washington. You got a full House, Senate, and governorship that is running roughshod. We're going to talk about that and the sheriffs that are standing against them and the governors that are giving them the what for. We'll find out what their intentions are. This is John Jacob Schmidt. Join me tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at RadioFreeRedoubt.com. Be blessed. Be safe.